You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.
Hey, it's my BFF, my best friend forever, Troy.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you? I'm good, how are you?
Excellent.
Excellent.
Yes.
How was your new year and Christmaka?
It was pretty busy. We kept the shop open and there was all kinds of people come in.
What do you mean by all kinds of people?
I don't know. I never thought that I would ever say that I have sold a Supertramp record in my life.
My dad loves Supertramp.
I'm sorry.
No, I vibe some of it.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's a bit of nostalgia there, Troy.
Okay.
Nostalgia sometimes beats taste.
Okay.
Right.
Fair enough.
Anyway, what are we going to be listening to today, though? I'm excited for what you've brought.
Wow, we got a few things today because, of course, in this day and age, releases do not stop.
No,
everything
they don't.
Just keeps on happening. It's great. First thing I think we'll do is there's a new compilation of some music from the 1970s. How does that sound to you?
It sounds great.
It's not Supertramp. it's a gentleman called Lloyd Parks. Now Lloyd Parks is a reggae musician. You'll find that he sort of has a parallel life as two different reggae musicians, if you like. One, he's okay. A bass player and played with a lot of the really great studio bands in Jamaica in the 70s. He played with Joe Gibbs's Professionals. He played with Skin, Flesh and Bones, who became the Revolutionaries.
Right.
He's basically for 40 years, he's like led another group called We the People. And that's in his capacity as like a bass player and a band leader. There's another capacity that Lloyd Parks existed in, and still does actually, as a singer. And there's not so many reggae singers like Lloyd Parks anymore. He's more along the soul lines of reggae. Even though the compilation that we're going to be talking about is called Time Ago Dread, you would think, right, okay, this is going to be some Roots Rasta type thing. Not really. He can be political, but basically, I think his delivery is what's set apart from a lot of other reggae.
How do you mean by delivery, like?
The way he sings.
The way he sings, okay. Yeah,
rather than specifically what he might be singing about.
So is it kind of his interpretation of what he's singing?
Yes and no. You'll hear when we go to the one we've, I mean, let me just tell you briefly about the compilation. Pressure Sounds have put it out, and so you know that it's going to be well researched. You're going to know that the masters that they've located are going to be the best available ones. And this particular compilation was put together and annotated by Diggory Kenrick, who is a current reggae artist in the UK.
Okay.
So that's all bodes well. And the other thing that bodes well is that for the most part, across this double LP, you get the A and the B side of Lloyd Parks' singles. The A side being the song, the B side generally being the dub. And you find that the dub, in a lot of cases, there's a Skin, Flesh and Bones one, there's a We the People one. So it's like a...
Can you briefly just explain to me what you mean when you say the dub?
The dub version. It's taking the same song. To oversimplify things drastically, it would be to take the same song, remove most of the vocals, drop a lot of the instrumentation out, and bring it back in. And the word dub came from the word double, which meant that there was a lot of reverb or echo used on it.
I'm sure it could be rather complicated.
Yeah, but so basically you have a song and another version of the song. You know, you can, the dub is often called the version.
Yeah.
So that for the most part is how it goes through. He released a lot of singles on his own label, Parks, which had a really great label. And in fact, they've reproduced that label on the back of the LP. The guy's name's Lloyd Parks. His logo, he made like a parking meter.
Yes.
It was pretty cool. Also on there's a couple of productions he did for other people singing. Dillinger is, wow, is that a border collie?
We got a fluffy dog in the studio.
Or just a collie, I'm not sure. So, sorry, Dillinger. There's a Dillinger tune and then the dub on the B side, and a Willie Buckler tune as well. However, what we're going to hear is a single from 1976, which is included on this Time Ago Dread. The single from 1976 is called Come Back Early, and it's the most romantic song on the thing. And you'll hear what I mean about his soul type delivery.
Okay, I do love a bit of romance.
So girl, said I didn't know until you bought that plane. And all right, I want like you is so hard to find. Choose ya. So I never want to lose ya. And hear me now. Come back early, come back early, come back early. So we licky back Sunday, licky back Monday, licky back Tuesday. A Sunday, licky back Monday, licky back a Tuesday. Ooh, you promised me you'd be officially. Sunday, licky back Monday, licky back a Tuesday. Ooh, I can remember good times we used to know. Ooh, we go to the beach and the picture show. But all right now, all of the love and affection, yeah. I want you. I come back early, come back early, come back early. So we can lick it back a Sunday, lick it back a Monday, lick it back a Tuesday. Every day. Come back early, come back early, come back early. I make it, I lick it back a Sunday, lick it back a Monday.
You are so right about his vocals.
Awesome, I am.
There's something really like, I don't know, kind of like does reach into your heart a little bit.
Well, see, soul music was very popular in Jamaica, and the, you know, even a lot of the things that we think of as defining roots reggae, like Junior Mervyn or whatever.
Yeah.
Junior Mervyn was basically started out as a Curtis Mayfield tribute act, you know. So I mean, there is a tradition of soul.
Mm.
It's nice though, isn't it? So Lloyd Parks, and the tune there is called Come Back Early.
Come Back Early.
And you wanted to hear some of the dub, didn't you?
I do, because I think we had a little brief taste of it before and I quite liked it.
All right, let's put a bit of the dub on.
Alrighty.
This will be the B-side of Come Back Early, just called Version 2. Yeah, see, the dub or the double. So there you go, version two, that was. So the album, double LP on Pressure Sounds, is called Time Ago Dreads. Lloyd Parks is the artist. It's a really good record. It's on the shelves now.
So. And they can... Oh, yeah, so it is on the shelves.
Yes, yes. In fact, I think we put it on the shelf at the beginning of the week or the end of last week.
Okay, cool. And have you had many people snatching it up?
Yes. It's a great compilation of a singer that isn't really talked about so much anymore.
Yeah.
In fact, even if he was then, I'm not too sure.
Why do people not talk about him?
I don't know.
Mystery.
Probably because they're too busy talking about raisins in their muesli. I have no idea.
Hey, okay. Give me a break, Troy. It was a hard time this morning.
Okay.
With my muesli.
Sounds to me like those demons that are middle class and tame again. should I tell you about what else is happening at Southbound Records this
weekend? Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to do a post-Christmas sale type thing. For a couple of days this weekend, we're going to take 50% off all the price of all our secondhand stock. So we're going to move things around because there's new things coming in.
Cool.
And additionally, there's a whole bunch of the new releases new records. Unsecondhand records that we're going to put stickers on that say 50% off or 30% off or anything. So sale this weekend.
I'm going to be there.
Are you?
Yep.
I thought you were coming in today.
I am coming in today.
Oh, okay.
I'm coming twice.
All right, you can do that. Moving right along, the next release we're going to look at is a movie soundtrack. A score specifically. Now, it's on the Erase Tapes label. And
I do love Erase Tapes.
Yeah. Well, this is weird. In December, I really wanted to feature on From the Crate, but I didn't for some reason, but it's something which has never left my stereo since the beginning of December, was by a man called Adam Brian Baum-Wiltsy. And he did the soundtrack to a documentary movie called Solero, and it's amazing. It's he did that with the Budapest Art Orchestra. It relates, the style of it relates exactly to his main group, which is a duo called A Winged Victory for the Sullen, who is what we're going to be talking about today.
Cool.
And it's the kind of, it's called all kinds of things, this music. Some people say it's ambient music. I would say that it probably isn't, because I would default to Brian Eno's definition of ambient, since he invented it, was that it's music you can ignore as much as enjoy. It's that's
nice.
What Eno
good...
designed that as.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's quite true for things like for a lot of the neoclassical material that we're hearing now. Wiltsy is one, but A Winged Victory for the Sullen is probably the one that I think after Olafur Arnalds and Nils Fram, I think A Winged Victory for the Sullen is going to be the act that are best known amongst this particular neoclassical type of thing,
really?
Which has been going on a couple of years. I think so. A Winged Victory for the Sullen, it does sound like a heavy metal band name, but I think it's about a statue. Anyway, I'm just going to stop. A Winged Victory for the Sullen have done the soundtrack to a French movie called Iris. And Iris is a French thriller. I've watched the trailer for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's in French, so you'll be able to understand it. It's really good. It looks really good.
I don't speak French.
Don't you?
No.
You've just been pretending all this time.
Okay. I just like French music.
Oh, okay. and it's... what kind of score have they done? Have they just done a regular Winged Victory for the Sullen thing where it's very, very slow? There's swells of sound and with like a sustained note drone which goes through everything. Yes, there's a lot of that on there, but there's some other touches in there that I've put in too. It's there's a lot of synthesizer, but there is also acoustic instruments, but everything is very quiet and it involves you listening quite carefully to it. I find, you know, whereas what I said that Eno had said about ambient music, you know, you could ignore it, I find that it's the complete converse with things like A Winged Victory for the Sullen. I feel like it's something that you listen to intently and just become subsumed with it.
Mm.
There's also a couple of things in there which may be sort of an allusion to what's gone on recently. There's some sort of 80s synth sound things that we've been hearing with things like Survive and the Stranger Things soundtrack, but all of these are just like small details. Most of it is exactly the kind of very slow moving Sonic Swells, which I talked about. Okay. And this is a fantastic soundtrack. I mean, I don't even know whether I will watch the whole movie. Don't need to. I think there's enough in this. Iris is the name of the soundtrack. It's on Erase Tapes.
I want to listen to it.
Okay, so you better put it onto the right number. Have you got it on the right number?
Yep.
And what's the name of the tune?
Metro.
Part 2.
Part 2.
Yep.
That is fantastic, Troy.
A winged victory for the Sullen. It's the score, really. Original soundtrack to the movie Iris. That is going to be out next week on vinyl. Okay. Next Friday.
We'll and you reckon that. It's going to sell well? Do you think people are going to pick it up? I think you were saying something that you really, really liked in the store was how various different people coming in and picking up this kind of music.
Yeah, what I like about it is that it doesn't seem to be driven by any kind of trend or media attention or whatever. It's people have like come to this music and have just decided to investigate it themselves.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's totally great.
And I definitely think that kind of sound, once you get into it, you really get into it.
Yeah, I think
like
so.
That's what I found with me personally is I kind of started like dabbling in it. But now I get really into it. Like, it's something that I constantly will listen to.
Well, you really like that Trance Friends, didn't you, by Olafur Arnalds and Nils Fram?
Yeah. Well, I really like those guys.
Yeah. I recommend people who like the sound of that Winged Victory for the Sullen. If you can't wait until next week for that, go for that Adam Brian Baumwiltzy Solero original soundtrack. That's on the shelves already. And so he's half of Winged Victory for the Sullen, but it's not half measures or anything. Ha yes. Right, I'm still distracted by dogs. Coming up now, let me see. Well, Anderson .Paak, I don't think that anyone could make any argument that Malibu, which was released last year, 2016, mm-hmm. I don't think anyone could argue that it came and went and nobody noticed it. I think that it kind of defined the modern R&B sound, put a total underlining on it.
Yeah.
Well, it was by modern R&B, I mean post the internet, you know, Sid the Kid's internet. I think that Anderson .Paak, what he did with Malibu was like thoroughly modernize, you know, and get rid of any of the traces of the 90s type R&B that were still sort of lingering around.
You don't like the 90s?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
But I don't think that you should necessarily stay doing the same thing forever. You know, people change, things change, the sound of music changes.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like you know, right now I could put on even like one of the biggest pop R&B hits of the 90s, Waterfalls by TLC or Creep by TLC, and they would just sound amazing, but it wouldn't really relate to now, would it? We're talking 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that with Malibu last year, Anderson .Paak really did do something which was, you know, it was of the present and it sort of looked towards the future as well. It's kind of a sort of a soft electro production, yeah. Is his vocal. Well, I'm not. I could go on forever about Malibu, but that's not actually what we're going to talk about. What we're going to talk about is the album that came before Malibu, was called Venice. Came out in 2014, and most people would be lying if they say they were aware of it at the time. I think that
I have no idea.
You didn't know about Venice?
No.
Okay. Well, yeah, because most people heard of Anderson .Paak when Dr. Dre's Compton came out, and he was on like five or six of those tunes, then there was the Anderson .Paak EP, which led to Malibu. That's the trajectory that most people have had with Anderson .Paak. Venice was an album that he made his first under the name of Anderson .Paak. He'd previously used funny different names and had been more of a rapper rather than a singer. And there was, which is why I've chosen this particular one off Venice, which is now released on vinyl. I think
it's now released on vinyl.
Yeah, now. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, people have been waiting for this one on vinyl. I mean, we even sold a lot of it on CD last year. You know, people doing catch up, going mm-hmm. back to find out what Anderson .Paak did prior to Malibu. But we got it in on vinyl now. And the one I've chosen off it is the only one like it on the record, and that is where it's mainly Anderson .Paak rapping, and it's a narrative. Now, it's a rude little story. It's kind of a 99 problems and an older woman is certainly one of them, mm-hmm. kind of narrative. It involves cops, it involves rude words and things,
mm-hmm.
but it's completely different than it comes very early in the album. It's basically the first song on the record. There's something before it, but it's not a song. Then there's this, and then the rest of it is more of what you would expect from Anderson .Paak, you know, the kind of that sort of smooth vocal and the particular production touches. But this one here is quite different. It's called Milk and Honey.
Should we give it a listen?
Yes.
Went from chicken shit hoe to magnificent pro. Shopping bags at the Grove, MC him on the coat. Had to clean up a nose, had to dream of some goals. Swimming if any business is privately owned. I was walking out six, she pulled up in the six. She said, hop in this whip. I said, bitch, you the feds. She said, baby, don't trip. Then she rolled me a spliff, showed me pics of her kids. Then she slid me some bread, like, it's yours, babe, cause I got big money. So if you need something, don't be ashamed. It's yours, babe, cause you got big lovin', so go and spend something. I said, okay. I said, okay.
All I need, good love.
I said, okay.
Hey, all I need, okay. Yeah, good
love. I said, okay.
Oh.
And now I'm swimming in milk and honey. I'm swimming in milk and honey. Swiss swimming in milk and honey. Swimming in milk and honey. I'm swimming in milk and honey. Swiss swimming in milk and honey. Dig, dig in this bitch. I'm swimming in milk and honey. I'm swimming in milk and honey. Swimming in milk and honey. I'm swimming in milk and honey. Swimming in milk and honey. Dig in this bitch is
lovely.
It's too good to be true. I got nothing to do. I got keys to the coop. I just spend all this loot. She said, get what you want. She said, live how you do. But if I catch you with other bitches, your throat I'ma slit. I said, it's yours, babe. I put your name on this dick. But I was lying, of course. I'm slamming chick after chick. Soon as she gave me the Porsche, I bang her right on the strip. I cop some white in the fifth and pull up right on a bitch like, it's yours, babe, cause I got big money. So if you need something, don't be ashamed. It's yours, babe, cause you got big loving. So go and spend something. I said, okay. I said, okay.
All I need, good love.
I said, okay.
Hey, all I need,
okay. Yeah,
good love.
I said, okay. I'm swimming in milk and honey. I'm swimming in milk and honey. Swiss swimming in milk and honey. Swimming in milk and honey. I'm swimming in milk and honey. Swiss swimming in milk and honey. Dig, dig in this bitch is lovely.
Swimming this bitch is lovely.
I'm swimming in milk and honey. I'm swimming in milk and honey. Swiss swimming in milk and honey. Swimming in milk and honey. I'm swimming in milk and honey. Swiss swimming in milk and honey. Dig, dig in this bitch is lovely.
Swimming this bitch is lovely.
I got gold, I got ice. I got polo and Nikes. I got lean, I got Sprite. About to spend a couple racks in one night and motherfuckers. Wanna tell me, take it light, and motherfuckers wanna tell me, take it easy. I don't need no one's advice. Niggas all wanna be me. I was riding down six and got stopped by the pigs. They said, hop out the whip. I said, fuck did I do? They said, pop up the trunk. I'm like, pop up this dick. They said, don't make a shoot. They said, don't make a move. I was high as a kite. I had Xannies and white. I looked up at the light, like, what the fuck is my life? They said, my plate's in legit. So they opened my shit. And when they opened my shit, it was snow in the fridge. I felt dumb as a brick. I had no idea she had stolen the whip. And this bitch had warrants and shit. And this bitch put multiple licks. And this bitch had bodies on burners. And when I called for my cell, the only message I heard was,
it's yours, babe. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. You don't say a fucking word. No, you don't say shit. No, I'm gone, I'm on a plan, babe. Well, no, you wanted to spend the money. You wanted to live, you know, wanted to live large. You got these sneakers and all that. So now you deal with the bricks. No, I can't do nothing for you. I told you, I'm on the G5, I'm gone. I'm too gone. I gotta go now. You say my fucking name, you a dead man.
I said okay.
It's amazing how if you really listen to it, because I find sometimes for me personally, when I listen to hip hop or rap, if I don't really, really listen to the lyrics, I can't get as much from it. I don't know. I suppose that's the whole point of it, right? Is you're supposed to listen to the lyrics.
Well,
but
yeah, you're supposed to listen to all music, really, except for ambient.
But do you know what I mean, right? You really do have to make like a particular you have to make it your mission to really listen to the lyrics and kind of figure it out, because it is quite hard to actually figure out the story, because it's all kind of in, I don't know.
Well, it's in a lot of vernacular, and it's also delivered quite quickly. But yeah. The story itself, I think, is quite funny.
It is.
It's really not what we consider Anderson .Paak to be, you know, rapping or telling that kind of story or something.
That's great. I really enjoyed that.
So that's on Venice, his first album is Anderson .Paak's, released now on vinyl on the popular modern LP format.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Troy, for popping in this morning and bringing us some delightful various tunes.
All right, I will see you at Southbound Records.
You definitely shall today.
Righto.
Laters, Troy.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.